If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, whenever I think of Caster Semenya, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always think, man, she was robbed of an illustrious career.
Mm-hmm.
She would have cleaned out, would have broken records, would have filled her cabinet with all sorts of accolades. But at the peak, she was taken out of the game, unfairly so. And maybe one day she'll get justice, but she'll never get her time back. And she'll never get her competitive time back.
Mm-hmm.
In politics, sometimes things work that way as well. So generally, in the ANC, anybody that has been the leader of the ANC Youth League goes on to do great, great things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are talking about Nelson Mandela, whether you're talking about Phile Mbalula himself, Julius Malema, but more especially somebody like Malusi Gigaba. Malusi Gigaba was showing promise in the Mbeki administration already. One of the youngest and most progressive ministers that we ever had. And at some points, people thought, okay, this guy's going to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gupta Gate happened, taken out of action. And you could say for the last maybe 6-7 years, hasn't really been anywhere, right? Yesterday, he was elected as a co-chairperson of the Joint Committee on Defense. And some people were like, okay, but how? Because he was implicated in state capture, specifically the Zondo Commission. Yes, he was implicated, but he was never charged. And this is why I brought up the Caster Semenya thing, right? Sometimes, and I don't know whether there's merit to this or not, we will find out later when they take these this commission, the findings, for example, to court, if they ever do. But in that time, he's lost out on, I guess, the prime years of his political career and what would have been a promising future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may sit here and go, well, I suppose if somebody like, I don't know, Brian can be in parliament on MK's side, there's nothing that's stopping Malusi Gigaba from being in parliament. And since he's already an MP, there's definitely nothing that's stopping him from being a co-chair.
I need to understand first, what does this commission do exactly?
Well, so they do lots of things, but relating to defense.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, let's say, for example, there was an issue of, I don't know, right now, the defense ministry, they don't speak about it, but they're severely underfunded and, in fact, close to being broke.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, there's a lot of aircrafts that sit and they're not serviced. The fighter jets, for example, we haven't got our full fleet. These are things that this committee will be discussing, fighting for budgets, and then all sorts of other things that may be related to the military.
Mm. There'll come an account there before that specific portfolio committee.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Because, I hear the Caster Semenya thing, right?
Yeah.
And you make a very valid point. But for me, in this particular instance, I feel as though to have somebody who is almost overseeing something that has to do with state security, the very same person that was accused of selling the country, it becomes a little problematic to me. Yes, you are right in saying that he hasn't actually been charged. We haven't seen everything being ventilated in the courts of law. But it's still a thing that is in the back of my mind. You sold the country, dog.
Well,
apparently, allegedly.
Here's the thing. Now, this, we're going to go into a rabbit hole here. Yes, if every allegation is to be believed and the Gupta brothers were indeed appointing ministers and benefiting unduly from state contracts, then 100% he sold the country. Yeah. But now the problem is none of that has ever been proven.
Mm-hmm.
Till this day, those guys have not been charged.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to ask yourself, we hear every day, for example, how the country's orders come from Stellenbosch. We hear every day about how people go and visit people in Stellenbosch. Not just the president, members of the EFF as well, right? How is that different from visiting Saxonwold?
What were you doing there?
and what dealings, obviously Stellenbosch, what dealings do they have with government as well? And if you're a minister and then the people in Stellenbosch are getting deals under your cabinet, that is definitely, there's smoke there. But my problem is, it feels like within the ANC, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Fikile Mbalula wrote to David Makhlobo, Gigaba and Cedric Froehlich to appear in front of the Integrity Commission, which then will write a report to the NEC to say, okay, these guys, we've looked at their involvement in state capture, they must step aside. So then what does that mean for the current position that he holds? And does the ANC have such a small pool of people to choose from? Can't they just choose people in these very integral positions who aren't implicated or don't have any dark clouds hanging over them? Even though it may be unfair eventually, if they are proven not to have been involved in state capture, it would have been unfair, you know, for them to miss out on opportunities. But it's very worrying why they keep recycling these guys. Don't they have, I thought ANC was a broad church.
So let me explain. Do you realize that by that reasoning, the SG himself would not be SG in the ANC? The deputy SG also implicates in state capture. Gwede Mandashe implicates in state capture. The president somewhat implicates in state capture. Mm. So, I mean, tell me now, what do we do? Fundo?
You know, Saul asked a very important question as to whether they don't have any other capable leaders. But this is what they were talking about at the ANC-NEC meeting this past weekend, that it seems they really need to vet the comrades and they need to have some sort of a foundational course for them, because it seems only a few can grow through the ranks to become leaders. Mm. So that's why you find yourself recycling the likes of Malusi Gigaba. But there is also the problem of that infamous cloud hanging over your head. It is problematic. I think the ANC needs to decide if it is going to continue with the step-aside policy and whether it is sustainable for them. Because we still have, as South Africans, a standard of somebody being innocent until proven guilty, legally. Mm. But then there's also a moral standard that specifically is placed on the African National Congress, given that it is a liberation movement and something that they also wanted to be associated with. If they wanted to be a party that is rogue, it's fine, they just put in anybody. But the thing is they've always wanted to be viewed as the leader of society with greater moral standing. So for them, they need to decide, because like Sizwe says, if they have to apply the standard of it's not just about being charged, but also their concerns just on an ethical level, then a number of them who are currently leaders now would have to step aside. So they've got to have a serious conversation about whether the step aside policy, which they imposed on themselves, is sustainable for them.
Mm. So let us know what your thoughts are. Do you feel like Malusi Gigaba is fit for office? Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959.
Yeah, Marasizwe, now Joe, the parallels you are drawing, Joe, Malusi Gigaba and Casta. Aye, man, you are comparing apples and bananas. We know they are both fruits, Mara, man, aye. You cannot put the situation, yeah, Casta, and the situation, yeah, Melusi, and draw parallels, and no, man. Example better, me bra.
Just because you don't understand the example doesn't mean that it's a wrong example. I mean, I know what points I was trying to make. If you don't get the points, that's on you. The point is about somebody being disqualified early in their career and them missing out on what would have been maybe the most fruitful years. And then later on, if that person gets justice, they can't go back. So I don't know now what the issue is there. It's exactly the same thing with Melusi and Casta.
I think you're trying to say Casta didn't bring it upon herself.
Neither did Melusi. Oh. If it turns out, for example, that Melusi is innocent, he didn't bring it upon himself either.
Yeah, but the optics of being a minister in public works, and then you're going to the guys who are benefiting from deals within your ministry, having carry, as they put it, it doesn't look good. So
but,
you bring it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but how do you know any of that?
Outside of that, are we saying that you can never interact with people that you're in business with?
He wasn't even in business with them. Because if he was, why wasn't he charged? Why weren't the Gupta brothers charged?
Because they left the country.
You see?
Slides are too.
So all of these things, I'm just saying, fine. Bring the guys, charge him. Then again, we can talk.
I feel Melusi was right, behind the scenes. He was just okay behind the scenes. Hey, Mazo Pumika, Madame Luce, Gab, I didn't have some Buganga Lindelale, the Simbuanga, you, ay, as in.
Umelusi Gigaba will never be fit for any public office. We state capture about ukuthi dala hamba ngamabhek imali, and we know ukuthi uye waseta makupta ngama citizenship. Dala nje aba implicated. Dala nje so ubolile.
So let us know what your thoughts are. I'll tell you something else, by the way. The people that were in the youth league with Melusi, some of them are also in trouble. Somebody like Zizi Gota, for example, currently in the dock. And you remember, going back to even before the Guptas, there was another issue. Brett Kibble, who allegedly used to fund the ANC Youth League, bought them on my A-class back then, on my compressor, 200s, all of those things. And this is like a different administration altogether, before the Zuma administration. And after Brett Kibble died, nothing happened after that.
I have to agree with Malume Solo on this one. But then anyway, I think it would be expected from a party, a bowling alley. Because really, the way Baniges and Ikundanakon, not Bayazilana, Ikunda based off of Ubuti, Mangamiki, they will run and go say or do this about me. It's like they're trying to hide something. The way Basso and the Salokera, in Kira deployment, you have on a corner.
I'm a loser, and I will either write inking Abobaba seven moshi, Abobaba. I'm moshi in single mali, Abobaba. I won't see my girlfriend long ago.
I'll also tell you this, right? In politics, your reputation is everything. So if your reputation has been tarnished, rightfully or unduly so, it's already chai. You see, the things that Malusi did that have nothing to do with politics and his style of leadership. But those videos of his that were leaking, those things go to undermine the person's character.
Yeah.
You see now, it's not presidential, that thing. Even if you were to have presidential aspirations, can you imagine if you had a president and, well, do I need to say more?
Umalusi is not shepherd enough. Well, he can't shepherd us in the right direction.
You know, there's one reason why people don't want Donald Trump to be president. This guy is implicated in all sorts of things.
With porn stars and all sorts of, you know, unsavory characters.
So, out of curiosity, maybe you guys can just explain it to me, you know. Ogoti, how does one qualify for certain positions in government? You know, M7Zini, when you're applying for a job, you need to be qualified in order for you to be accepted and given the job. But in government, it's like, Jay, every Tom, Dick and Harry just gets a position just for the sake of getting a position. Like, I just want to know. Yeah, man, this thing, I'm confused. I just want to know. So if you can, please kindly explain it to me.
The constituency deems you fit. Once they do so, they vote you into office as a representative of theirs. It's got nothing to do with academic qualifications. And then once they send you off, you get to be a representative in parliament. By virtue of you being an MP, you can be part of any committee, provided you get enough votes. Now, if you're saying that it should have a lot to do with academic qualifications, I wouldn't disagree with you. We've had that discussion. But if people believe in a leader so much, regardless of whether that leader has academic qualifications, who are we to say anything? And that's what democracy is. If majority of people they just decide, Sol is our guy, doesn't matter what everybody else thinks.
Yo, hi, guys. Malusi Gigaba belongs to a pick-it-up bin.
Haibu.
Trust me.
Wow.
He is no way even... He wasn't supposed to be in office, Kwaqala, because he's been doing all these dodgy deals behind the scenes. Yo? No. Keep pick it up material.
Yo.
Give a keep. I imagine. I got caught. I got something else, the moon. I walk to some quietly.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.